This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming.
Fans, this is your Atlanta Dream.
Atlanta's professional women's basketball team, the Atlanta Dream, are competing to return to the playoffs after missing the postseason last year. The team has already had some memorable moments, though, this season, including a last-second game-winning shot against the Minnesota Lynx last month.
Atlanta with a chance to win it. Down by one. Here's Montgomery. 5 seconds. Four. Angel for the win. Goal!
Amazing. Amazing. By Angel McCautry.
That is the Dream being led by the new head coach, Nikki Collin. She has played professionally herself in Greece and has served as an assistant coach for the Connecticut Sun. Coach Collin joins me now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
So the WNBA has been around for about 22 years, and I was recently looking at this online community for women's basketball fans, and there was this post that was done about the myths that continue to surround the WNBA. And I wanted to see if you could dispel some of those myths. Like, number one, WNBA games are not competitive.
Oh, my. I mean, it's really the best athletes in the world play in our league, and so it's physical, it's competitive, it's the best of the best. And if you don't compete, you don't keep a job. You know, the best team can get beat by the 12th place team on any given night because our league is so deep because of not having, you know, more teams than 12. So, yeah, let's dispel that myth. It's incredibly competitive, or my job would be a lot easier.
Yeah. All right. Myth number two, women can't do what men do because of biology, like dunk.
Well, I think we have players that can dunk. I just think the women's game is different than the men's game. There are genetic differences. I mean, that's a reality. But it doesn't mean that the game isn't as beautiful. It's just a little bit different. And if you're looking to watch a game that's filled with dunks, then our game isn't that, you know. But if you're looking for great athletes who can shoot the ball, pass the ball, move the ball, screen, cut, be explosive, it has all of those things, you know, and occasionally you're going to get a Brittany Griner dunk, and there are a handful of players who can dunk, but it's not obvious. You're not going to see a lot of lob dunks and things like that, but you are going to see great, great athleticism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Myth number three, women ball players do not look like models. And I want to point out that Nick Young, who has played for and plays for the Golden State Warriors, and he was on this tour celebrating their NBA championship recently, and he decided to just randomly tweet that WNBA viewership would increase if the players look like Instagram models.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're not models, and neither are the NBA players. I think we have some very feminine, very beautiful, traditionally beautiful athletes in Skylar Diggins and Elena Deladon and Candace Parker. And I mean, you can go down the list, but is that why you want to watch a good basketball game? I mean, that would be my question. If I wanted to see models, I'd go watch a runway show or I'd watch a pageant. I think that our players carry themselves in a way that's comfortable to each of them. And, you know, I'm really proud of what our league stands for, whether it's, you know, what it means in the LGBT community or what it means around the world and the social issues that our players have headed up and been right in the forefront of.
So when the first national women's basketball tournament took place, it took place in 1926. It was sponsored by the AAU, which is the Amateur Athletic Union. It played under men's rules. College educators during that time really opposed that for women, saying that they believed women were not adequately prepared for such a rough game and that the game of basketball was not appropriate for women. So have we come a long way since 1926?
Oh, I'd say we've come a long way. But, you know, even when I was growing up, you know, I was born in 75 and certainly was a Title IX baby in that I was never told I couldn't do something because I was a girl. But we still had, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin and in Iowa, they were still playing 3-on-3 or 6-on-6. And that was predicated on, you know, women not being able to go up and down a full court, you know, like you can just have half the court and you three are offense and you three are defense. And, you know, you had to pass it at half court. And so, I mean, it's amazing how far we've come even in the last 30 years and what our sport looks like. And, you know, we talked about the competitiveness before, but I don't think there's any doubt as I raise two daughters and a son that, you know, that they don't understand a world where, you know, they couldn't do anything that they wanted to do.
All right. Nikki Collin is the head coach for the Atlanta Dream. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And for a schedule of the upcoming Dream home games, you can visit gpbnews.org. This is GPB Atlanta.
Dribble up and down the court, just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go, 'cause it's basketball, but Mr. Kirch's blow.